welcome to your therapy podcast. Let's talk about any and everything with no filters. I'm your host, Tanya, and today's topic is about relationship and intimacy with our guest, Toya, sex therapist, the intimate erotic connection between two individuals, the good, the bad, the crazy, the fun, and yes, the sad. But before we get into it, let's take a look at Hebrews 13 and 4. It says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral. Perhaps we're in a relationship for romance, security, for marriage, for money, or maybe just in an open relationship. No matter what, ultimately, we end up in bed naked with the person we chose to lay with. Yes. Magical, don't you think? The body's craving for the other flesh. Yes, hot and ready. And I'm not talking about pizza. Oh, yeah. Ready or not, panties and undies off. Now, Toya, what do you do when someone is not on the same sexual desire levels as you? I mean, like, the desire doesn't match. She wants it and he doesn't. I mean, come on, talk to me. Let's talk about this.
We would have a conversation to see what the problem is.
Yeah, so I mean, like, what are we talking about? I mean, like, she's in a mood and for some wild aggression, like, type of sex. And he wants, you know, all he wants to do is be lazy, you know, and just go slow, if anything at all. You know, where's the middle ground?
Well, I might drop something in his drink.
You said, drop him and get this, do a Bill Cosby on him? I mean, hey, sorry guys out there, but we just keeping it real. Like I said, no filters. But, I mean, you're like, hey, I want it, you know, like, what's going on? I mean, do you ask?
Yeah, I would ask. I mean, if you're going to get intimate with someone, and that's on a very personal, deep level, and in your body and his come together, and that's like a really big thing because you're trusting him and he's trusting you. So why not have that communication lines open to where you can come to that person and talk to them about anything?
I mean, but do you offer, like, silent clues? I mean, like, by talking, like, gestures, grabbing, you know, like, you going up to people, like, hey, you know I want it. Come on. You know, like, drop them panties or drop those drawers, you know, like, I mean, because I know guys just be sometimes it's like playing cat and mouse. I mean, for real. I mean, nowadays, you know, especially, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sometimes men want you to be the aggressor.
So you think
they want you to come on to them?
Really? You think they just want you to come on to them? I mean, but like, what if the woman just shy and she doesn't want to do that? She want him to, like, come after her.
Yeah, but some men want to feel wanted, so they want the woman to go that extra mile to show that she wants him just as much as he wants her. Because men get tired of always initiating sex. It's like one time, you know, I would turn down a couple of times before. And when I got tired of that getting turned down, I just took it.
Like, I mean, like, what? Like, were you like, you just took it, you just sucked it up and just like, okay, whatever. Like, next.
I just pulled out his pants, I'm taking it.
I know, right? Right, that's what I think. Yeah, like, okay, look, we're together.
And then afterwards, I said, that's the last time we're going to have this conversation.
Right, like, I'm taking it. I want it, it's mine. Some people would look at that and be like, oh, man, you raping them. No, you cannot rape your spouse. I'm sorry, hello. I mean, like, it depends on how you're doing in a fun, loving way. It's like, look, dude, I'm horny. I know you're horny. I mean, even if you want to play like you're not, I don't care if you're tired. All you got to do is just pull those pants down. I mean, you're my husband. Like, come on. You know what I mean? If that was the case, but you get it. I mean, why be in a relationship if the person doesn't have the same sexual desires that match. It's like, hello, you know, what's the problem?
Yeah, you find that out in the first few months before you even make that step to get married. We ain't clicking sexually, and we can't communicate on that level. Oh, we can't get married.
I know, right?
Somebody might want it once a month, and you might want it twice a week.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, but some people, they hide that so well. Like, it start off like, oh, you know, we're going to have sex all the time. And you know that's what attracted to you. Because, I mean, let's be real. We got married to have sex, okay? So we can do it the right way for the most part, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, dude, I want it. You know, don't be holding out. Like, you start off like everything's all good and, you know, you guys are hitting it off. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get married. People start slacking like, oh, I got her now, or I got him now. I don't have to do anything. So now you start making bribes. I mean, I see people making bribes, you know, like, oh, well, if you want some, you got to do this, you got to do that. No, I don't. You know? So, I mean, so what do you got to say about all that?
Well, when it's like that and people don't want to, you know, as they say, put out, we'll sit down and talk about it and see what the issue is. Because some people can be that way and find out that they've been touched.
Okay. When you say
if they have sexual problems.
Like, okay. But when you think they would discuss that, I mean, prior to, I mean, you know, like before they even get married, because, I mean, knowing, you know, the biggest part of marriage is like the intimacy, you know, like why get with a person if your sexual desires don't match? I mean, I've heard of couples fighting. I mean, and yes, married for like years because the husband don't want to have sex with his wife and all he wants to do is, I mean, like, do other things. I mean, like I said before, play video games, you know, when he should be pleasing her. Or better yet, hanging out with his boys, you know. Or sometimes maybe she, I'm going to flip the script, maybe she don't want to have sex. But, I mean, this particular couple, you know, that I know of, this was their situation. You know, he gets mad and get angry when he's done, you know. Like, he's done playing the game and she was like, you know, he'll get in the bed and she's trying to get some. And then he's just kind of like get all mad and just like turn over. And she's like, well, what the heck, you know? I mean, like, because my thing is she's fully right to the penis. That's hers. I mean, and vice versa. I mean, like, if he wanted, I don't care if she's tired or whatever. If you tired, girl, you better wake up, roll your butt over, take it like a big girl.
Well, I think with situations like that, with some people, they look at marriage and sex as a chore.
Wow.
They don't want to do always.
Wow. You said it. That's interesting. A chore.
Yeah, like something that your mama said do, and you're like, okay, I'll get to it later. But that's the way they're perceiving it to be instead of, you know, that's becoming an adult. Nobody wants to become adults. Some people want to be kids still. Some people, they get in relationships that, oh, depending on the individual, they go, oh, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work. I don't have to get no job. I could just be a house mom or house dad. But stuff comes with that.
So you're telling me they'd rather give up the whole intimacy part of it and just
be a kid.
And be a kid. That's crazy. That is so crazy. I mean, like, that's why marriages wouldn't last.
Like, think about, play video games. You got more men sitting around playing video games and want to go into their childhood to be an adult about it. I mean, what did the Bible say? When a man becomes a man, he leaves childish things alone.
Right. I mean, but
look at all the men in this generation. What are they playing?
Video games. Call of Duty.
Than they do when it comes to take care of their kids. You find more grown men standing at the video game counter and we call that the cabinet, then you see kids.
Yeah, you got a point there.
So again, he ain't sitting there to buy for his son. He ain't there buying that crap for him.
I know, right? I'm like, wait a minute. What are you really doing?
Boy owls, they go get their little girl a doll. They not buying no doll for them.
That's interesting.
Yes, you're not buying it for yourself.
So why do you...
Collector, and if you're collecting dolls, that's all you're doing is collecting dolls and putting them in the cab, in the curio or somewhere. But man, they getting a video game, controllers are standing in lines. They standing that for them. That is not for their son. And if they're getting it for their son, best believe it, if he playing games, they both doing it. And they may not even have kids to be standing in line playing video games. That's their thing.
Wow.
You want to play the game. It's men in their 50s.
Still playing the game.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's a sad world we're living in, you know, when you give up sex for a game. I mean, is a sex that whack that you don't want it? I mean, seriously, I mean, if it's that's the point, why stay married? Or better yet, why even be in a relationship at all? You know, if that's what it is, if it's a relationship or if it's a marriage, I mean, why even?
Because you're not living in your mama's basement and you're not living at home. You got a wife, but you get to do childish things. You're able to do the childish thing and then still, you know, maintain I'm grown because I don't live with my parents and I have a wife. Illusions give a lot of people, you know, you can put up an illusion and have people thinking one thing when it's not that.
So, I'm just curious, like, why aren't, you know, men or women, like, affectionate enough? I'm like, why don't they cuddle? I mean, like, let me ask the audience, you know, like, I want to know.
You got to understand, women have taken a role to being the man, taking care of the household, running everything. There ain't that many women sitting around, sitting at home, while the man go make the money and bring it home for his wife to make sure the bills is taken care of and everything else. Women have taken on masculine roles because the men aren't being men. They're not being fathers like they should. They're not being husbands like they should. So what do women do?
I guess they head for the hills, right? They go to work, they come back, and they're still dropping on panties, right? And still have the sex drive that they have.
So how do you expect her to be in the mood to want to cuddle? And nowadays, niggas want you,
I know, I get what you're saying, girl. You can say what you want to say, because this is our show, you know. We can say any and everything with no filters.
Men want you to hold them.
Right. I mean, this is, like, so mind-boggling. It's like, what? I mean, how often should a couple have sex? I know me. When I want it, I want it. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4 times a day. You know, if that's the mood that I'm in, it's like, hello? I mean, so how often you think a couple should have sex? I mean, like, what's healthy? Like, a little, a lot, a week, a month, a year? Like, what?
I say, you know, it depends on how you sexually function with each other. If you got the time, hey, it could be twice a day. Or once a day, every night. I think, like, every night before you go to sleep, you should have sex. But
I think that's healthy, right? I mean, I would think the same thing.
Wake up in the morning and get some in the middle of the night.
Right. I mean, like... We're thinking we're on the same wavelength. I don't know about, let's ask our audience. I mean, like, are you guys, like, feeling this? Like, what are you guys doing? I mean, like, or if you're doing anything, you know, with your spouse, you know, are you just getting into bed and just rolling over and going to sleep? I mean, are you guys, like, getting up, like, having sex with each other?
Some men just want to get some head and go to sleep.
Yes, everybody, she did go there. Yes, she did. And we got to give her a round of applause for that, okay? Come on, let's hear it for her. Thank you. We appreciate it. So, but yeah, go ahead, finish. Let's hear some more good stuff. You know, give us some clues, you know, like, what can we do? I mean, like, if you are married or in a relationship, I say marriage because, you know, we should be married anyway. But, hey, in this society, people in, they're in relationships, they're, you know, they doing their thing, and I ain't knocking it, you know, but if you should be, you know, what, I mean, like, what should we do? Like, what if they want to bring someone else into the relationship, into the mix, you know? What about, like, the fantasies?
Dude, you know, it depends, because if I can have my cake and eat it too, I would have like 3 men, and we have to live in different houses, and I just go visit once a day.
Wow. I mean,
each person will see me twice a week, but Sundays will be for myself.
You guys heard it, right? So she would say she would have 3 men, you know, and just she would just take a rest day. Like on Sunday. I mean, if we had it our way, right? But in a realistic world.
If everybody got along, we can live together in one big house and one big bed.
I think they're laughing. They're like, oh my, I've heard it. Yes, you've heard it. But, I mean, you know, relationship, all jokes aside, you know, this is a touchy subject for a lot of people. And a lot of people may feel some kind of way, you know, about their body. I mean, like, God gave us these bodies. And, yeah, he meant for us to have sex with each other. That brings us together. I mean, he did not, you know, mean for us to, like, not be in a bed. Because when you don't sleep with your spouse, guess what? You're opening up doors for your mind to start drifting to go be sleeping in a bed with someone else. I mean, that's real talk. I mean, so, I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's how I see it. I'm like, well, if you're not, you know, going to be sleeping with your spouse, okay, don't get mad, honey. I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm going to be like, hey, if you ain't doing your job, somebody else would do it. So you need to get on your game. Don't be jealous and looking around, you know, with your nose wide open like, well, what is she doing? Well, you know, she ain't doing that anyway. But, you know, you're like, okay, what's she doing? You know, maybe you need to step up to the plate. Maybe you need to do what you need to do. I mean, same thing for ladies. You know, some women out there have a low sex drive. And I ain't liking you, girl, but, you know, need to get it together, you know, because he wants it too. I mean, you get mad if he start having his eyeballs looking at somebody else and you're like, oh, you know, what are you doing? Why are you staying out so late? You know, you're thinking, your mind is wondering, you know, why your phone ringing? Then all the insecurities start kicking in.
Yeah, that's true.
So any advice you want to give, you know, the audience before, you know, we end?
Know who you're marrying and getting involved in with. Have a conversation. When you go out, don't go out to get no dinner with no one. Sit down and go to Starbucks, get you a coffee or get you some tea or get you some hot chocolate, and y'all have a discussion and put everything on the table so you'll know if that's what you want to be bothered with. Just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
And I agree. And I'm sure the audience should agree with us as well. I do thank you, Toya, for your time that you have given us. And hope to see you again in the near future, which I'm sure we will. I'd like to tell our audience to make sure they like, subscribe, and share. We'll love to hear your feedback. Thank you for stay tuned. We'll talk to you later. Bye.